Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Oscoda Sable Chamber of Commerce, director there, Rose Fulton. How are you, Rose?
I'm great. Thanks, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to have you on the show to talk about a big event, one of those great winter events. Snowbox Derby is just around the corner.
Our Snowbox Derby, it's coming up. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, even probably more so now that there's actually some white stuff on the ground.
I know. We thought we were going to have, like, change it to Icebox Derby or Mudbox Derby. We weren't quite sure. So it's getting down there. We're supposed to have a few more days of snow, so we're keeping an eye on the hill.
Good.
But yeah, definitely looking forward. So anybody out there knows how to do a snow dance, get it done so we can get some powder on the hill.
You betcha. Well, let's talk about in between now and then. I'm sure there's a lot of different groups and a lot of different people furiously working on their snow boxes.
Oh, yeah. We've got some good businesses that are working, pulling it together, and some families calling in for, you know, can we use this and can we use this? And trying to reiterate the rules. People get pretty creative, and you got to keep them kind of toned down.
You're right, and they do get creative, and they don't have a lot to work with, do they?
No. Cardboard.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know I've been out there judging in the past, and I really have to go, this is cardboard? Really?
Yeah. Yep, cardboard, newspaper, paint, tape, glue.
There you go. That's all you get. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. They are creative. Now, they're working on it now. If they're still interested, if there's somebody who wants to get started on this, is there a deadline for when they need to be registered by?
No, you can even do late registration.
Okay.
We give a little bit of a discount for early registration to be put in by the Friday before.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That's the 10th.
10th, yeah.
Yep. So, but you can show up at the hill with a snowbox, and we do registration from 10 a.m. when the gates open until 11:30 a.m. And then we do our judging, and then we start the races.
That's right. And I guess we should tell people the who, what, when, and where on this. It's, as you mentioned, Friday, kind of February 10th, but Sunday's the day, February 12th, right?
Yeah, which is actually Lincoln's birthday, so that's why we wanted to do, we got President's Day coming up. It was a big election year, and it being on Lincoln's birthday, we went with that patriotic theme, Americana, red, white, and blue, freedom.
Nice.
You know, the stars and stripes, and and so hopefully we get some really cool, unique-looking sleds out there. We thought that was a fun theme to have this year.
Yeah, out at Old Orchard Park, which is out River Road, just a little west of Oscoda there.
Yeah, out off River Road, Old Orchard, and then back through. There'll be somebody at the gate. And if you pre-register, we'll give you some buttons to get in. But if not, they're $3 at the gate. I mean, that's just kind of minimal to help us put this event on. And kids 5 and under get in free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, it really is more than just them racing down the hill. There's a lot of things that go on. As you mentioned, the judging for creativity, and then there's the actual racing. But there's some other things, too, that happen out there.
Yeah. So when you get out there, you can park your car up there. We've got buses and a shuttle that takes you up to the hill. The Rotary's out there. They've got chili and hot cocoa. Keep you nice and warm.
That's right.
And then we do activities. We got music going on. We'll do a 50-50 drawings and things like that. We've got the inner tube races are so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
And the toboggan races as well, and you know, the trophies, and it's a good time.
It really is. Now, they're judged on creativity one, but then is it speed down the hill? Is it a race against other people? How does the actual Snowbox Derby work?
Absolutely. So we've got different categories. There's the business category, the family or adult category, and then the children's category where it's, made by kids 12 and under. And then so those go in speed categories, and then also they go into the creative and best of theme category. So there's some cash prizes that we give out for all of those things, first place for theme, creativity, and speed for those categories.
Very nice.
You can win some money.
I was just going to say, nothing wrong with winning some cold cash on a cold hill on what we're hoping for is kind of a cold day, so that we got plenty of snow, and it sticks around for a while.
Yeah, it was beautiful last year.
Yeah.
It was, I want to say, when we got out there, it was 6 degrees. I couldn't even take pictures. I had my phone, and it just died. It said, no way, Jose. So we didn't get a whole lot of pictures from last year because it was just so cold. But back there, there was no wind. You're covered by the hill and the trees, and the sun was shining. It was absolutely beautiful. Yeah. We had a great day.
It is a beautiful area to be in. Now, if they're interested in learning more about this registration or just to find out more, before you know, they can go right to the website. That the best place to go?
Yeah, the website is a great place, oscodachamber.com, and we just updated our website, so you're going to see that under events. There'll be a registration there, and that'll give you a chance to check out our new website as well.
Yeah.
But call us or stop in, and 739-7322, you can call anytime and ask any questions. And while I've got you, thank
sure.
you, Chemical Bank. Our presenting sponsor this year, so we want to make sure, we get that out there, too.
You betcha.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun day. Sunday, February 12th, Snowbox Derby out at Old Orchard Park on River Road, just west of Oscoda. And from the Oscoda Sable Chamber of Commerce, director there, Rose Fulton. Rose, always a pleasure, and we'll keep doing that snow dance for you.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.